The line of disembarked passengers making their way through the dock gates grew. He shaded his eyes and at last saw the head of longish black hair bobbing above those around him. Dressed in familiar black, the tall figure of Sulla Bogdani emerged from the crowd. Jeff stood and waved.
Sulla, his mobile phone to his ear, raised an arm in acknowledgement. Jeff sat back down.
The waiter, who'd rushed to the table as Jeff got up, stood, legs planted wide and hands on hips when he saw Jeff had no intention of leaving. He leaned forward.
"You must order something. If you want to sit at this table, you must make an order. It is for customers."
Sulla stepped between them. The big Kosovan reached across and shook Jeff's hand before slumping into the seat. He turned to the waiter.
"An espresso, a bottle of water and the juice for my friend," Sulla ordered.
The waiter flung his cleaning cloth over his shoulder and went inside the cafe. Jeff glanced across to the next cafe. No sign of the two men. He scratched at his stubble.
"There were two men earlier," Jeff said, "sitting in the next cafe. I'm certain they were keeping an eye on me."
Sulla nodded.
"Bari is a bad city. Lots of criminals. Just like in Pristina. The criminals know you are coming and will know when you arrive. Of course they will follow you."
Sulla shrugged.
"On the other half of the coin, there might be petty criminals looking to steal your wallet. As I remember it, your wallet is always full."
"The saying is the other side of the coin, Sulla," Jeff corrected.
"Yes, this is what I have said, the other half. Do you have the address where we are to meet these informants?"
Jeff set a piece of paper across the table. "I'm to ask for Marius." The waiter returned, holding a tray with a bottle of water, an espresso, and a small bottle of orange juice. When he left, Sulla wound the top off the water and took a swig. Then he sipped his coffee and read the note. He tut-tutted. He glanced at Jeff, a wrinkle across his brow.
"I know this place. It is in the older part of the city. Narrow lanes. In the American films I have seen, the leader of the posse would say, 'We are riding into a blind gully. Good place for an ambush. It is not far. We can walk there.'"
Jeff climbed to his feet. "Right then, let's go."